Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Sometimes important collaborations come from very unexpected places. By chance, two academics from Maynooth University, Jennifer Brady and Declan Monaghan, discovered that they shared a personal experience. They were both adopted in the 1970s. Not only that, the Dublin institutions they were adopted from, Temple Hill in Blackrock and the Bird's Nest Children's Home in Dunleary, were only a couple of kilometres apart. Now, this discovery sparked many conversations and eventually led to the project that they're now working on, which is looking at the history of both institutions through interviews both with adoptees and employees. Along the way, they met Cathy Garton, who trained as a nurse at Temple Hill from 1974 until 1976. And I'm joined now by Jennifer and Declan and Cathy. And you're both all very welcome. Thank you for being with us. Jennifer, I want to just begin with you and to talk a little bit about the Bird's Nest orphanage where you were. Tell us about it first.
Okay, well, it was a Protestant-run home for children and babies before they were adopted. The nursery section that I was in, I think, held babies up to the age of two. And then they went on to be adopted, mm-hmm. or they went downstairs to the lower level, where the older children remained there. I think some were there till they were 12. I was there for nearly 9 months.
Right, and it started back in the 1850s and ran right the way up then
to the mid to late 70s. Okay. It closed.
For Temple Hill then, Declan, tell us about that. That's where you were adopted from.
I was adopted from, yes. It originates back to the mid 18th century. Mm-hmm. It was the home of the Earl of Clonmel for a while. But a woman called Mary Joseph Crucy, and I hope I have her pronounced right, she established St. Patrick's Guild in Dublin in 1910. And shortly after, Temple Hill in Blackrock was purchased. And that again took children in from the ages of birth up to about five.
Right.
And it stayed going up until about 1985. Mm-hmm.
Now, these places were only a couple of kilometres from each other. So Jennifer, you were having a chat. And how did it emerge then that you'd both had these shared experiences?
We were both at a talk in Maynooth University. Catherine Corliss came to give a lecture.
Ah, of course, people will know Catherine.
And that's how we discovered, I think Declan asked a question and mentioned that he was adopted, and then we just got chatting. We're both tutors in the history department, so we just got chatting afterwards and realised, wow, this...
You discovered this common ground, Declan.
Yeah.
We discovered a common ground and we went for a coffee and we did chat and we started to talk about adoption and we share quite similar characteristics and how we feel about adoption and stuff like that. But we also noticed that the Bird's Nest was in a Protestant home and Temple Hill is a Catholic one. So from that point of view, we said, God, there could be a study here in this. There could be a research study. So we decided then to go and see what was available on Temple Hill. I typed in Temple Hill into Google and Cathy's Facebook group came up. And lo and behold, there's several members of nurses, like part of that group. And we said, God, we could interview these. And we took it from there.
Right. And that's how this project was born. Yeah. So what, Jennifer, are you hoping to find out?
Well, it's crucial that we get the nurses' testimonies because that's what will ground the website, which we will bring about at the end of the study. So we'll publish a book on the history, our own experiences, analysing the interviews that we do with the employees, the adoptees, etc. And I think the website is going to be just so important because it'll give people an understanding of what each institution was like when they were there. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the question that everyone asks when you're adopted, what were the first couple of weeks or months of my life like? You can get that clinical information from TUSLA, but it is clinical information. It's not going to tell you, when I cried, did someone pick me up?
Yeah.
Did someone take me out of my cot and play with me?
That's
Did
the question.
Anyone ever sing to me?
We asked each other, like, what happened in those first few months of our lives?
Yeah.
When we went to interview, we've 20 or 21 nurses interviewed so far, and they were able to fill that gap. I was able to meet one of the nurses down in Mayo who would have held me, would have fed me. That was a pivotal experience, a life experience.
Isn't that extraordinary?
We met her on the day, and when I seen her, and I know maybe it's psychological, but there was a connection. And the two of us got on really well, and she has a lot of my characteristics, even though she was which was really strange, but really lovely to see. Mm-hmm. We spent hours there. We could have spent hours more. Jennifer said at the end of it, coming home to Carrie was a different person, she felt. Mm. And I felt much more relaxed, much more... Adoption was kind of... That part of adoption was kind of solved. Mm. It answered an awful lot of questions
for me. So how long were you in the home? How long were you there?
4 months.
Just four months.
Just 4 months, that's all.
But a critical 4 months.
But it's a critical, because obviously in those 4 months, a little baby's looking for their maternal mother.
Of course. Mm.
So the job that Kathy and her nurses have, they're kind of substitute mothers. Mm. And I think that's so important. And it's so important, as Jennifer's mentioned there about that website. You can log on from any, hopefully we'll have a website where you can log on anywhere in the world, listen to these interviews over a 20-year period, because it's from 1965 to about 1985 in Temple Hill. Mm-hmm. The adoptee will be able to log on, hear Kathy speaking, hear whatever nurse it might be, and they'll fill in those gaps without having to go through all this long, drawn-out process. I think that's invaluable for any adoptee out there.
Kathy, you're sitting there listening to all of this, and you obviously knew how important it was for people like Declan and Jennifer and other people who had been through that experience to hear from the nurses.
I never realised how important it was, really, Claire. I had heard a lady on the radio years ago, and she talked about being adopted from a place called Temple Hill. But it was gone now, and she had nobody to ask, was it a nice place? Was she hugged? Was she loved? Mm. Was she cared for? And I rang the radio station and I said, listen, would you tell that woman she's nothing to be afraid of? It was a lovely place. And I left my number and I got a call from Tusla. And the lady came out to the garden and we sat there for hours and I cried and she cried and we made tea and she made tea. And In the end, I explained to her all about it. They had just got the paperwork from Temple Hill, but it was paperwork. Mm-hmm. There was no one to say, well, you know, were they well fed? Were they loved? Were they cared for? Tell us about it. And I was able to fill in that gap for her. Mm-hmm. And then when she was leaving, I said, hold on now, I'm going to give you something. And she said, what have you got? And I have an album. It was a red album I had 43 years in my wardrobe. It came down every Christmas Eve. And there were photographs of children that I had in my care and their little armbands. And what it wasn't something done, I don't know, what would you say? It wasn't underhanded. It was done. If I was on night duty and I had a camera. Now, remember, in 1974, if you had a camera, you couldn't afford to get the films developed.
Yes.
So you might have had the camera for a long time before you got it developed. But I had pictures of my children. Now, when I say my children, they would have been children that would have come in at a few hours old, a few days old, and would have been handed to me. So that was my child in my eyes. Remember, I was very young. I loved this child. I was sick. I was homesick. Many of us were. And this child became my child for that period of time. So when I was on night duty, it was the only quiet time in the day. And I would have taken a picture of my child. And then every second day, you had to put your finger underneath their armband because they got chubby and the armbands would cut into them. So I had the photograph. Now I had the armband and I kept that. And I had them all those years.
So you have this invaluable resource now for these people if they decide they would like to find out more about that period of time.
So Tusla took them away, matched them, because I only had the pre-adoption name. I didn't know what their adopted name was. They matched them to the children's files, contacted the children, and the children all received their armband or their photograph or their cot tag, whatever I had. Mm-hmm. So then I realised, God, there's more like me out there. So with a friend, a little girl I know, she helped me set up a Facebook page because at coming up to 6 years of age, Facebook isn't something that I'd be heading into, you know. Thank you very much. So she helped me set up the Temple Hill Facebook page. And from that, I got contact with 85 nurses. And one by one, they all sent me their photographs, their armbands, one lady.
So they'd all done the same thing. They'd all
but
kept
no, none of us knew we had.
Isn't that something else?
Yeah.
How many armbands do you think overall have been handed over
1,640.
Now? 1,640. Isn't that incredible? Mm. What a gift. Mm.
Now, we don't have for everybody.
Of course.
And that's disappointing. Mm-hmm. But I know there are more nurses out there that have them. And for whatever reason, you know, I keep saying to them, send them to me anonymously. You don't have to put your name to it. I'll hand deliver them to TUSLA, Adoption and Tracing Department. They've been invaluable to us. They've been absolutely amazing. And luckily, I got in touch with them in 2018 before the law changed, so that they had time to invest in me and Temple Hill. Mm-hmm. And they were able to do all this work with us. And we have lots of reunions, and they came to many of them, met the nurses, got the bonding. I met social workers. I was able to go through all we did in Temple Hill with the children, how much they were loved, how much they were cared for. Like, when you think about it, we were so poorly paid, but at the time we were fine. But out of that, you would go out to Pennies in Blackrock and Dunleary, and on your payday, you'd buy an outfit for your special child. Mm-hmm. Not that it needed it, because they had everything.
How did you feel then when the children were adopted, which was a great thing to happen for that child?
But
I would imagine
broken-hearted. Yeah. I remember standing in St. Joseph's Ward, it's knocked now, and watching my child go out to an adopted couple. Delighted for the child and the parents, but I was brokenhearted, absolutely devastated at my loss, but not for him.
Of course.
He was going, and he was going to be happy, and that's what you would hope for them, you know.
That's what you would hope. Jennifer, you had an experience, because Declan told us about meeting one of the nurses who looked after him. Did you have a similar experience?
Yes, two weeks later. Coincidentally, yeah. We met two nurses, Diana and Martha, in Dublin. And at the time, they were the first nurses that we had met from the Bird's Nest. Nobody had come forward at this stage to be interviewed. And we didn't think of asking them what year they were there. And we were walking down Grafton Street trying to find somewhere quiet to go in and have the interview. And they said to me, Jennifer, what year were you in the Bird's Nest? And I said, I was there in 74. And they said, we were there in 74. Well, I nearly died. Honest to God, I nearly collapsed in the middle of Grafton Street. I was so shocked that here was two people.
How do you then establish that they were the nurses who looked after you?
There was only a small amount of babies in each ward. Mm. So, definitely they would have fed me, changed me.
100%.
Along with all the other babies.
They'd only be 10 or 12,
there,
so,
you know.
So. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they definitely would have.
Yeah.
And Cathy, have you had that experience where you've met people? Because, you know, both Declan and Jennifer have told us that it changed something in how they felt about their early life. I met
the first child I ever was given. He was a pound and a half, and I fed him, and he went out for adoption, as I told you, and I'd be brokenhearted. And then I had my first child, and she was a pound and a half. So I always think he prepared me for her, you know. And through TUSLA, I met him. And, he's just, those dancing eyes he has. They were just, he's a big, tall man. And he's and I was able to give him his first Christmas photograph of me and him under the Christmas tree in St. Joseph's Ward.
Which you had kept all those years.
Yeah.
Did you recognise his eyes from the baby
you
looked after?
His eyes, yeah.
Isn't that lovely? It's such, I keep saying it's a gift, but it is such a gift, Declan, isn't it?
It really is. It absolutely is. Mm. We've just began to interview adoptees. We've all the nurses interviews done on the Temple Hill side. Now we need a huge call out for nurses and adoptees from the Bird's Nest to come forward. So that would be
right. So that's what you're looking for here, because it's really important that we get this message out.
Yeah.
We're trying to square the circle for so many other people.
Yeah.
We've began to do the adoptees interviews, which we'll spend this summer doing. And just give you an example, we did an adoptee, and I won't name him, from last week, who gave us an interview. Never met his mother. Okay, but he met her in the end when she was in a nursing home, but she had Alzheimer's. But he told us the most beautiful story. Mm. He came in, met the mother. She didn't know who he was. And he held her hand and he sang songs to her. Mm. And they had to create this lovely bond of love, even though she didn't know who he was. It's just the most beautiful story. Mm. But she never got to find out who he was, because she died shortly after.
Right.
So do you see that it's the power of these interviews. They're very hard to do. They're very hard for us as adoptees.
Because you're very close to it.
No, you go home and it takes a day or two to come back off front. Mm. Mm. But we're going to keep going, because the research is so important. Mm.
So
our findings are going to be so important in the end, you know.
So you have the nurses from Temple Hill, Jennifer, and you want to hear from nurses who were at the Bird's Nest. That's crucial here.
Nurses, employees, adoptees, their extended families, even if there's anybody who's adopted a child from the Bird's Nest who wants to come forward and talk to us, we'd be happy to hear from anybody associated with the Bird's Nest.
And the aim is the website and the book.
The aim is the website and a book, and the book will have different sections. It'll have a comprehensive history on both Temple Hill and the Bird's Nest. It'll have a chapter on our perspective on adoption, because it's totally misunderstood here in Ireland. When we come back to you in an interview again, hopefully we'll explain a little bit more.
Well, give us a little overview just before we finish of your own perspective on it.
Okay, well, we share this common trait, whereas people have often said to you, if you're adopted, oh, weren't you lucky? That bugs both of us. Mm. We both were adopted into great homes, by the way. They're our, as far as I'm concerned, they're my biological parents.
Okay? Yeah, same
but
for me.
Just because that term is overused, you're very fortunate that you're very lucky. I think that's wrong, because adoption leaves a scar. No matter how much of a good household you come into, you were still rejected. And you inherit some of that rejection too. And I'll elaborate more on the book. I won't elaborate on it here today, but on a personal level, it carries through, and it carries a lot of trauma. Well, adoptees have a lot of trauma. They really have.
That's why, from listening to you, it sounds so important to find this piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Because, Cathy, you said something earlier that, you know, people have questions about how they were treated and how were those crucial first weeks and months.
Was I hugged? Was I loved?
Yes.
Did somebody pick me up? And you see, when RTE or any, they discuss orphanages, they produce this picture of a room, and you've cots up the side, cots down the middle, and two nuns.
Mm-hmm. You see that in the old footage often.
Heavens above. There was no nun that was ever in St. Patrick's that was ever in a ward. There was one nun in charge. She was never on the wards. We were the ones that were there and picked you up when you cried and loved you. Without a shadow of a doubt, we loved you. Mm-hmm. And you were loved. And I if nothing else goes out, let that go out today.
That's so important.
That they were loved and they were missed. Oh my God, they were so missed when they went out. And that's why those photographs mean so much, because they have no identification of themselves. They've no idea. Like, I'm out at Temple Hill 51 years this year. And I have children that I cared for who are now 51. But they have no idea what they look like when they were born, pre-adoption, because the first photograph they have of themselves is usually the day they were adopted. And they could have been 3 months or 6 months old. But we had those photographs, not of every child. But now they have children and grandchildren, and they'd like to know, well, does he look like me, or does he look like his mother's side?
It makes sense.
It does.
And this is why the project is so important. We better tell people how to get in touch with you, Jennifer.
Well, you can contact us through, we've set up a Facebook page, Temple Hill and Bird's Nest Adoption Project, so you can reach us there, or through our email, mine, jennifer.brady@mu.ie, and Declan's is declan.monaghan@mu.ie.
Okay, well, listen, hopefully you're going to hear from more people and find out.
And we do need a lot
so
more adoptees from Temple Hill as well, so I mean, just to say that.
Adoptees from Temple Hill
as well.
And nurses from Bird's Nest in particular. But I'm sure if anyone wants to get in touch with their adoption story, you would welcome it, and those caregivers as well.
Absolutely.
Listen, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you
and Jennifer and Cathy Garten. Thank you so much. A great pleasure to have you here with us as well.